Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 58 minutes. Today is a special day. It really is. I have someone I have the greatest respect for, and I mean that sincerely. His name is Timothy Shugru. He is the district attorney of Berkshire County. We are recording this on March the 5th, Tuesday, and if you read today's Eagle, brought another case to justice. I will say this, and I have no problem in saying it. District Attorney Shugru is about justice, not just about throw him in, throw away the key, all that. I know there are people out there who like to say that. That's not true. He does as much diversion, as much, I don't want to say sympathetic, but sympathetic to problems of homelessness, drug abuse, alcoholism, and all these other things. So he's a man of, I'll say it one more time, justice. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, my district attorney, Timothy Shugru. How are you, DA?
Hey, Bill. Nice to see you this morning. Now it's March. We're moving on to spring, so it's nice to see you.
Oh, we are. As my mother says, March was St. Patrick's month.
Yeah, that's exactly right. My household is St. Patrick. I'm already wearing green. It's only the 5th of March, but
I know it.
I got my Kalata cufflinks on. We're all ready for St. Patrick's Day. It is the month.
So congratulations again on a wonderfully prosecuted case.
Yeah, it was a
sad case. Sad case.
But a great investigation by the police officers. A truly heroic effort by Ryan Costello, the young state trooper who was on the job about 30 days, who went into that cold, freezing river in 25 degrees on a pitch black night with no moon, and trying to revive and get that boy. He went in the river a number of times. Trying to get that little boy out of the river. It was an awful tragedy.
What a hero he is. Every day that those officers, whether they're state, local, federal, put on that uniform and go out, there's no guarantee they're going to come home.
There's not at all. And to see what he saw in his first 30 days on the job, it was just, it's a videotape that I don't want anybody ever to see again. His body cam is what he tried to do to save this little boy that was killed by the negligence and the recklessness of his father, you know, out drinking and trying to get drugs and trying to get prostitutes and bringing his little boy along for a boys' night out. It was a terrible tragedy, and I really I made a real big priority for myself. I wanted to have this case no matter what. The day that this poor little boy died, my dad had died.
Yes,
I just want to say, knowing my dad having seven kids, I said after the plea was over, is that I know that at least he was in good hands with my father being there when he was reaching the gates. Oh. And so it took a little solace in the fact that, we were able to bring this guy to justice in a short bit of time, within a year. And because of the great investigation by my detective unit upstairs, along with the responders that did respond, the EMTs and the firefighters, that was a great investigation that led to the conviction. And it was the work that they had done that enabled us to get this conviction.
And again, it takes a lot of people. You've had, in fairness to you and your office, you walked into a buzzsaw, but boy, you're taking that. You had some difficult cases.
We did, and the whole effort itself had to be rerun. There was just a lot of things that had to be done that hadn't been done. We hadn't had a lease in years. The lease expired in 2019. There was problems with car storage on vehicles. There were just so many problems that we had to, and we've overcome all those. We don't want to complain about what happened in the past. We got it done.
Right.
We cleaned that on out. There was no human resource materials. We rewrote the book on that. There's just so many things that we had done internally that people don't see. And I appreciate what you're saying from the beginning, because we take justice with two approaches. One, especially when it comes to the drugs and the guns that are in the county, I am tough and difficult on drug dealers that are coming into this county,
yes,
and people who are bringing guns that are not addicts, they're people that have greed. They're coming here for money. They're coming in to poison our community. I am tough on them, and I am picking up and rounding up the drug dealers. We did increase the jail by a significant population because of the individuals that were already out on bail that committed new offenses this trafficking cocaine, trafficking heroin, and all armed. We picked them up. We got rid of those. We got over 50 guns up the street last year, and we've reduced the amount of gun violence that the city has seen tremendously from almost there was at least 20 something shootings in 2022
Yeah.
to one shooting last year, which was not related to guns or drugs. So we have really tackled that issue. Downtown is becoming much safer. But at the same time, too, we are running many diversion type programs. We have gotten together with all the silos in the county for mental health
Yeah.
support for diversion programs. And we just met last week with 21 separate agencies, including the Breen Center and Berkshire Health Systems and Sevita, and a number of groups that we are working on the opioid crisis still. And we plan on bringing a summit to the county in
Okay.
May to bring all these diversion programs and all this work to get our addicts clean and off drugs. The whole goal here is one is to kill the supply of drugs coming into the county by going after the big drug dealers,
Right.
arresting them, holding them accountable. But at the same time, too, the people that they've poisoned already that are addicted to the drugs, we want to make sure we try to get them off that, get them into substance abuse treatment, and get them help to get back to work. Because a lot of times, even if they go to jail, they're coming out, they need resources to be able to get back to work. They need resources in order to have housing and to have the basic human needs. And so we're working on those issues with our community partners. We don't do that. We don't have those answers, but we have the partners that we relate everybody to. So our office is taking the lead on trying to get people that may have fallen into the drug addict situation and give them hope that, see, there is a way out at the end. We are having great success stories of people getting off drugs who are staying clean, who then get to work, and now they become productive members within Berkshire County. And that's how you attack the drug problem, both ways. One, to do it on the small level, to help out the addicts, and if they're getting involved with minor crimes, they affect other businesses. We're holding people accountable. Accountability depends on different things. If you're a big drug dealer, my idea of accountability is you're gonna go to jail, you're gonna go to prison. Accountability on an addict is like, let's try to get you some help, try to get you through there and make amends for the mistakes that you've made in the past. So it is a twofold process. I ran on that campaign promise and I've been doing that. Everything I said I was going to do in the campaign promise, I've done. I revamped the juvenile court system. We've received over $600,000 in grants last year that we didn't use in our office, that we used for our community, for community
Wow.
policing, and for programs that are helping our youth in the community. So we are doing many, many different things that you can't see. You don't see in the headlines in the paper. We did have the headlines in the paper today about the conviction, but you don't see the work that we are doing, behind the scenes, which is an incredible amount of work. We have worked, my staff, we're still shorthanded. We still could use four more lawyers, but we have been working around the clock for 14 months now and
Wow.
getting caught up on the backlog, which we've done. We've got caught up with the COVID backlog. And we're getting to these cases you're seeing now are cases that my office investigated and prosecuted. That was one yesterday. It happened last April 8th. And we brought that case to justice in less than a year and put the person in
Wow.
state prison. And I'm very proud of that fact that we were able to do that. And by the way, the guidelines on this particular case only call for, a 3 to 5 year sentence. And
Yeah.
we got a 15-year sentence. So it was, you get some criticism for asking four times the guidelines. But this case, as the judge had indicated, was one of the most horrific cases we'd
Yeah.
ever seen. And you can't unsee this little boy drowning in that river. It was just an awful thing. So we held somebody for justice, and because this is what this particular crime needed the punishment for that.
And Judge Augustini, in the article in the paper today, I think it's the same with anybody who now has read that article or has been familiar with this case. Is that every time we go by a river or a stream, we're going to be thinking of that.
Yeah.
And yes, it was above the guidelines, but I think reading it, and I know we'll both catch some heat, but I don't care. I hope you don't. But it was warranted.
And
I mean, I know people, and you know people. Who'd give their right arm to have a child?
yes.
And to have a child and let the poor child, well,
Yeah,
thank you for prosecuting that.
it was bad. And like I said, the child abuse cases, and I put this in the range of child abuse cases, as you
Right.
have been a big thing in my entire life. When I started out prosecuting, 38 years ago, I was prosecuting child abuse cases and rapes. Adult women, and then I started the kids' place. So child abuse cases have been a very big part of my background, of my life, and I'll protect children. I'll continue to protect children. My office will protect our children because they are our future. And I've always said that they make up 40% of our population, 100% of our future, and I've been saying that since 1986. So it was important that I wanted to have this case. I wanted to bring it to justice. And it's in the grand scheme of things, the legislature carries this for a 20-year sentence. So even though it's four times above the guidelines, the reason
right.
why it's above the guidelines is because the guidelines don't take into consideration the degree of negligence. And this started out the day before he was planning on going on a boys' night out with his 2-year-old with prostitutes and drugs, and was intoxicated when he came home. The mother of the child went to bed. He then at 1 o'clock in the morning is looking for drugs. He's on the phone talking to his drug dealer who cooperated with us, who testified the grand jury, and told us that he was frantically trying to find cocaine. He kept telling him, no, you can get it tomorrow. He finally convinced him about 1:22 in the morning. He said, I may be able to get a local connection. That's all this person had to hear. He jumped in the car. The car seat, if you had seen it, Bill, was barely attached in there. It was tied in a knot. It wasn't appropriately done. And then he's flying because he wants to get this cocaine. And he's drunk. And he smoked marijuana. So he was high and he was drunk. So he's flying. He's doing 56 on middle road in Clarksburg, which is a winding back road near a river. And he takes he doesn't break. We did an accident reconstruction. Doesn't break. He goes right through a mailbox and then hits a telephone pole, snaps it in half, flips the Subaru over, and then miraculously they survive. The little child survived. He's 2 years old, 11 months old. He made it.
Oh, God,
not a scratch on him. He somehow gets out of the car seat by himself because it's defectively put in. He crawls out the back window. Eventually, the defendant gets out the back window. He's got some scrapes and bumps on him, but the child did not. And the child's in his onesie. He's a little kid. He's not even 3 yet. Kid's crying. He picks him up. And he lies to the person who lived there, Mr. Roach, who was a Boston firefighter
wow.
who retired and lives in Clarksburg. He was trying to keep him there. And he said he knew the neighbor and he gave a ruse to this fireman. And the fireman felt bad because he believed him.
Yeah.
He's going to a neighbor's house. Police went to the neighbor's house. He never went there. The woman never heard of him. But instead, what he was trying to do, he went behind that house, entered the river. He was barefoot. He had shorts on, basketball shorts. Entered the river, and the river was 3 to 4 feet high in places. It's slippery. It is April 8th. It is 25 degrees out. It's Easter weekend. It's Holy Saturday.
Yeah.
The water's flowing. It's flowing fast from the snow melt. And he slipped, and he lost that child in the river. And that child, unfortunately, died of hypothermia and drowning. And also the poor boy was hitting rocks and sticks and everything down the river. And when that state trooper showed up and the courage that he had to run into the river, to run into that cold water in the pitch black, trying to find that boy. And then when he sees him, he tries to get him one time. He couldn't get him. It's all on his body cam. One of the most horrific things you'll ever see in your entire life. He tries to get him. He can't get him. So he runs back out. He runs a half mile down the river. He's trying to get this boy out. He finally does get him out and they try to resuscitate him. And because the boy's temperature now had dropped so low, they spent hours trying to resuscitate him back at the hospital. But unfortunately, at 5:44 in the morning, he was pronounced dead. So to me, this sentence was warranted. I think it could have even been higher. I asked what I considered to be what the judge might give us. He did give me a 9 to 15 instead of the 12 to 15. Understanding that I knew I was above the guidelines, but I was taking this case very, very seriously.
Sure.
And it was a death. To me, it's no short than of a murder. And it's just this poor child for selfishness died that night. And whenever all the kids are thinking about the Easter Bunny the next day, and it's Saturday, and this child's drowning in the river in a cold, dark night. By himself. Yeah. And you think you have your parents to protect you, and this was his father. It was a very heart-wrenching case for all of us. It was a very heart-wrenching case for my staff who had to watch that videotape, for us having to prepare and get it ready for trial, because we were ready for trial. And the work that went into my detective unit that got all his text messages, located the person he was buying drugs from, received all the information, and built a rock-solid case so that I could go in there and get the conviction. But I got the conviction based upon the work of others who did the investigation, the law enforcement, the men and women in blue who did the tremendous work to get us this conviction. So I'm proud of everybody that did it today. You know, everybody's a little tired because a lot of work that went into this.
Yeah.
We're happy today to have this resolution. This
There
man's.
has to be a great sense of satisfaction that
It is.
you've for this little boy, you held him up.
Yes, we did. You know, and that was the whole thing. We wanted to make, you know, something worthwhile for what happened. And you know, I can't take that away. This little boy will never get to have, you know, the things that his father did. And it's just it's unfortunate. But again, and I didn't show the tape to the judge because I knew that it was so damaging that I think that it may have affected his outcome on justice. And I think that he sort of said that he had to take himself out of the position to give what was a just sentence, and he did give a just sentence. So I'm proud of the fact, I'm proud of the state troopers that did it, and I'm proud of our office to making sure that we prosecute this case quickly, efficiently, and to a just conclusion.
And I will tell you, and I will say this is my opinion. Everybody knows the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Committee, School Department, Mayor Marchetti and the City Hall, Peter Marchetti and the City Council, or the person who's trying to ride their bicycle north on a southbound lane around the snowbanks. What I want to say to the people, for those that don't really know the DA, he was a prosecutor and then he was a defense attorney. So I think what he's well-rounded and he understands the criminal justice system. He isn't some Yahoo, and I don't mean that disrespectful to people who pontificate, well, I would have done. Well, you're not even in the system. So before you don't know the rules. I mean, I my wife, you'll get a kick out of it. My wife tells me, you know, screaming at the television, they can't hear you, but the neighbors can. And they think there's something wrong with you. I said, well, don't let them think that because there is something wrong with me. But I want to get on a higher, but a better note. You have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes, we do.
And this month, St. Patrick's Day situation, you tell us about it,
Yeah,
please.
we're having a fundraiser at the Proprietor's Lodge on March 12th, which is a week from today. It's at Proprietor's Lodge from 5 to 8 p.m. $35 at the door. We're raising funds for the, believe it or not, I started my campaign 2 years ago, and the re-election campaign will be 2 years from now. So we want to make sure that we're raising funds ahead of time. And I use my campaign funds for other things as well. We do donations to charities and whatnot. So I like to have that fund available. We want to make sure that I've got a goal of what I want to do, and we've started that. We've done a great accomplishment in the first 14 months, but there's things that I need to do that are going to take a little bit longer. And so, you know, I committed that, and I told the electorate when I was doing this that I wanted to do at least 2 terms, hopefully 3 terms, so that I could get the things that I want to accomplish. I wasn't just closing down my law practice and doing this to do this for 1 term. I want to make sure I'm making a big difference in Berkshire County, and I think we are already, and I want to make sure we're making a big difference going forward.
I
So we
really
have.
do think you are. I re from people that I talk to, from the law enforcement people, but also from the people I equate with, Joe and Mary Sixpack. They now feel at least they can go to the police and the police will investigate it and it will go to trial.
Yeah, it goes to prosecution. We know the organized retail crime has changed a lot, and you know, like I'm just involved in the community. I'm out at restaurants. So I'm downtown.
Yeah, I see you.
I usually on Saturdays I'll hit one of the local breakfast establishments, Shelley's on Elm Street or Soda Chef on North Street. And then like last few weeks I've been walking up and down North Street, seeing all the new stores that are coming in,
Yeah.
saying hello, going into Valenti's, you know, spending money, and also helping our community know that my wife and I are out there. We're not afraid of being downtown. We're supporting downtown,
Yeah.
and I've made sure that we've had more patrols down there. I invested community outreach money last year that we raised on patrols downtown with the state police. So we've done a lot of things so that you can feel comfortable. You know, again, but let me get back just so I can we don't forget that we do want to promote our event next week, which is you know, we're playing Irish music, corned beef and cabbage dinner, $35. And it's going to be from 5 to 8. We've got great Irish music being played. Should be a really fun night, and you know, it's going to be a good event. So we're looking forward to seeing it. It's really a chance to celebrate the 14 months that what we've had in office so far and what we've done. And I think I'm with you. I because I'm out in the community all the time. I shop at Big Y right down here in the West Side. I'm a West Side guy. I grew up on the West Side, so I know the needs of the citizens. So I'm out and about, and I see people. And this is just Pittsfield, but I'm doing this countywide. We're up in North Adams a lot. North Adams Police is doing a hell of a job up there, and Mark Bailey's doing a great job. We've taken a lot of guns and drugs up the street in North Adams. We're working really well down in South County, where I found there was a route a drug route that was coming out through South County. So we've dealt with Great Barrington Police as well. It's a big county, so we do things from Alfred to Clarksburg. Clarksburg it was a case we had yesterday. So we're actively involved, but we would love to see the community come out and celebrate with us, to kind of celebrate the first year we've had, answer some questions about what else is going on, and have some fun, have some Irish music, have some corned beef and cabbage, and see all the people that are coming out, see some of the fellow police officers and whatnot. It'll be a great event. It's like I said, it's at Proprietor's Lodge, Tuesday, March 12th, from 5 to 8, $35 at the door, and I think it's just going to be it should be a nice fun night, and it gets us set up because again we do use our campaign funds for the charitable events like the West Side Legends. We attend that every year. Most of the events, as you know, last year I think I saw half of I hit about 50 events, and I usually do during the year. I make sure that my office and everybody in my office has to do at least a couple hours of community service every summer. Every single employee, and they're out and they're at these community events, and I'm excited about First Fridays now, instead of Third Thursdays, being back on North Street.
Oh,
We're
me
on North
too.
Street.
Me, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have our booth set up right out front. We'll be able to have you sit with us, and
I
yeah,
will. I
because
yeah,
we're going to be on North
what?
Street.
Well, I ran into Julia at the farmer's market with her.
Yeah,
She did a good job. Yeah, she represented you very well.
he does. I try to get we get there. I hit Great Barrington's, I hit Pittsfield's, and we hit North Adams. We try to do each of those events. I do the coffee hours on the third Thursdays, and Adams. I try to get out and see the business, see what's going on, what are your needs. Yesterday I was in down in Lee at the Lee Outlet Shops, dealing with them, helping them address some of the organized retail crime, because they're right on 9th. And people get out of there, gave them some good ideas what we can do to help them prosecute those cases. So you probably pretty much see me everywhere, but this is a night to kind of relax a little bit, everybody have a little bit of fun, and hello, and talk with us and find out what we're doing. Because as much as I'm, and I appreciate being on you every month, but it's nice to see people in person, press the flesh, shake some hands and say hello, and just understand what's happening and just how much this county is changing. We got a great sheriff, we got great chiefs of police in North Adams and in Pittsfield now, with Tommy Dolly doing his Pittsfield.
Tommy,
Tremendous.
can't say enough good things about him.
Yeah, he's
Really
been
can't.
tremendous. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about this in a few moments, but that bank robbery is a great example of it. I'd like to get into that in a moment, because I just want to just let people know the amount of work that went into it and what Pittsfield Police was able to do to solve this case. It was tremendous. So there's a lot of great things that are happening, and Tommy Dolly's has got some ideas about North Street, how to make that safer, and so hopefully things are going to be moving forward. We're going to be continuing to be active, and my hope and my guess is that the mayor will be as well, and we're going to be getting things addressed downtown, because it is sort of still where we start, sort of focal out. But we go everywhere in the county. Like I said, I love the farmers market in Great Barrington as well. So again, we're out wherever we can be, because I think the DA's office, unlike it had been in the past, should be part of the community. It should be the lifeblood. You should see us out. You should be able to talk to us to see what's happening, and not just be isolated in the courtroom. There's so many other things that we can do preventively, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And it to me, it shows the humanity of the department. Not and I know that sounds kind of corny, but people sometimes forget you're the DA. Oh, he's the DA. He's also a human being. He has feelings, his emotions. And I would be remiss if I didn't, Marianne, your first assistant. I mean, and your other the attorneys you brought in. You need to get a like the nuns used to put a gold star on your forehead. I never got one, but
Did you get wrapped in the knuckles? Did you get wrapped in the
yeah.
knuckles?
Well, look at my hands. I mean, come on, look at my earlobes are twice the size they should be from being pulled out of my chair.
Well,
But
Bill, I tell you one thing: they can tell you and I went to Catholic school.
yeah, but how are in I've been really paying a lot of still conversing with old friends. We have to really start posturing ourselves for this onset of these Brazilian and Argentinian gangs. They'll drift out of the big cities where they find easier pickings.
Yeah, it comes across the border. We see different gangs. Like we saw in Berkshire County, there was a remaining group that was doing some organized retail crime. We identify any type of gangs, whether they're from Springfield or Holyoke or the city, whatever ethnicity they have or where they're coming from. If they're gang-related and drug-related or have guns, we go after the criminal element, no matter what the background is. I don't care what culture you're involved in.
Right.
I'm going after crimes,
right.
And that's my job, is go after people that are breaking the law. If they're breaking the law, then I'm going to be, attacking those issues and going after the criminals. So to me, we identify them. And having, my first assistant, Marianne Shelby, being a former federal prosecutor who understands the gang element that exists throughout the United States of America. And so we're aware of that. We keep up on that. We keep on the trends. We keep up on the tattoos and other identifying factors. And we kind of address those as we go. So, I think that rest assured that our detective unit here, the 15 that we have, and the state police in Berkshire County, and the Pittsfield Police, North Adams, Great Barrington, and some of the lead police department, Tremendous Adams Police Department, they're on top of this stuff.
Yep.
And what we do is we spend a lot of time on training within the office, and we also spend a lot of training outside the office. I send people on national conferences so that we can get to address those issues. Because what we have to realize, too, is that we have a big immigrant population that's moving into this county, of a lot of people who that are very wonderful, great citizens.
Wonderful,
And that's why I'm so happy about the First Fridays being on North Street, because there's all these Brazilian and Ecuadorian restaurants, whatnot, that are on North Street that are good, hardworking individuals that are coming here and really trying to make a name for themselves. There are so many new small businesses that are opening that are from Central America and from Brazil, that are wonderful people who want to make sure we're prosecuting the criminals that are here. I'm looking forward to the First Fridays because I want to be able to understand some of the foods. I go into some of the restaurants right now and I don't quite understand because I don't speak Spanish, but I do think we should be embracing them. We have especially Central American population that are very great, hardworking individuals, solid families that are working here. And you can see that by the amount of restaurants and businesses that are building up. So I think we do have a lot. We look at the criminal element, no matter what nationality, where it's coming from. But we do have a lot of good immigrant people that are working within our community.
Unfortunately, just like back in the old days with the Irish and the Italians in New York.
Yeah.
We have wonderful immigrants here, have always. My grandparents were immigrants, but what happens is the I'm trying to be nice here. The criminals, that was a word. I was going to use another word, but I didn't. The criminals exploit those people.
Oh yeah, they take advantage of marginalized communities. That's why.
And that's why I'm so happy to hear you're embracing the good people.
Exactly, and that's what we have to do. That's our county. People didn't embrace us. My generations of people that came on in, they did. We're a melting pot. This country is built upon immigrants. That's what we are. So we got to support our immigrants, but we have to go after the criminal elements, no matter where they come from within our community, unfortunately attack and go after marginalized communities because they're the easiest ones to tackle and address. So we're making sure that our people are safe and we are embracing the immigrants that are coming in here. Because like you said, Bill, our families all came from immigrants. All of us here, unless you're a Native American, all of us were immigrants. So we should be helping those people out and embracing them. Because, listen, we're seeing great businesses open up in downtown. And that's just the wave of what's happening going in the future. So, we're trying to be more Spanish inclusive in our office. We work with Vim down in Great Barrington. So again, everybody sometimes thinks that we're difficult because we're going after the criminals, but we're going after criminals. We're helping people. We're helping families. We're helping them so that ICE doesn't come in until we can get them documented. There are things that public is doing, and we're here just to protect people. That's my job. My job is public safety alone. But it does affect other issues. So.
We're going to take a 1 minute, couple minute break here. I am, folks, if you don't know this good looking guy, he is, his name is Timothy Shagrew. He is a district attorney for Berkshire County. His background, his credentials are impeccable. He was a DA, assistant ADA. Then he went and he was on the other side of the bench. He was defending people. So, what I think he brings to the job is a comprehensive view of the criminal justice system. It isn't all throw them in the jail and lock them up, because we can do that. When I was on the job, we used to call it life on the installment plan. 2 years here, 5 years there, 6 years. But and DA, correct me if I'm wrong, he goes for justice. And justice is, if you're an addict, we'll get you help.
Yeah, we're trying to get people that may have paid their dues, and instead of just doing the installment plan, you're saying, and it's true, that's happened a lot of times. You have repeat offenders over and over again. Our idea is to reduce the amount of recidivism and the repetitive crimes, try to help people if they've been incarcerated. And the jail's doing that. The sheriff's doing a wonderful job internally within the jail, trying to get people trades, trying to get them educated through education programs that are there, and to give them trades when they come out, and also help them get clean, get off drugs. But then the key is that you can't just re-put them back in the community without some sort of
Support.
handoff. Yeah, it's got to be a handoff. And so we're working with the jail, and how can we do that? How can we make it better so that people don't end up in that same flop house they were in before, and in that same place where heroin or cocaine were so prevalent? We want to try to get them away from that, get them into housing, get them into becoming employed. Because the whole idea is become a productive member of the community. We end recidivism, give some support, help people get their lives back, get away from the drugs. Once they're off drugs, there are a lot of tremendous people that are getting destroyed by drugs. If they were off them, their capabilities, intellectual capabilities, are tremendous, and we can get them to work and make them productive. And that's our goal, is to do it twofold. One, to go after the drug dealers. Two, to go after the people that need the help them get back to work. But there's got to be a bridge between getting out of jail and not just walking out the door and not having any services. So I'm identifying all those services in the county, and I'm bringing them to the table, and I'm trying to get them so that these people go right to those services. We don't offer those services, but I can isolate and find them for you, and get these people that have addiction issues that are on the mend now in the recovery back to have the tools here on their street. Get them health insurance through MassHealth, or get them housing, and actually get them back to work and help with mass hire and whatnot. So the jail did that last year up at BCC. I commend that program. I attended that program, and now we're going to put our Dress for Success program in conjunction with that so that people can get back to work.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. WTBR 89.7 FM, also simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. We'll be right back with District Attorney Timothy Shagrew.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Support for closed captioning on PCTV is brought to you by the Feigenbaum Foundation, with additional support from the Pittsfield Commission on Disabilities.
No, WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Hello, Phil Tierney here. the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I have with me this guy. He's a good-looking guy. He has hair, which always makes me jealous. But his name is Timothy Shagrew. He is the district attorney of Berkshire County. He's brought an unbelievable years of experience on both sides of the court. He was a prosecutor, and he is a prosecutor now. But for years, he was a defense attorney. So it's been my belief, and again, you can come to this career field, but you're going to have to be here for a few years to really grasp what it's all about. And I think the world of what he's trying to do and is doing. And DA, before we get into the nitty gritty of the DA's office, he also has a situation coming up, a fundraiser, St. Patrick's Day fundraiser, but it's not St. Patrick's Day.
March 12th. 5-day to Proprietor's Lodge, $35. Come out, join us for some fun. It should be a great day. You know, it's a good chance to celebrate. I mean, I chose a holiday mostly because my dad was born on St. Patrick's Day, and you know, my dad passed away last year, so that's the holiday I wanted to have as our annual event, and so that we can see the community, talk to everybody, and tell everybody what's going on, and let everybody know the good things that we've done in this last year, which has been tremendous. I can talk for hours about how many things we've accomplished in 14 months, and much more so than I thought we would have a lot to do. I knew we'd have a lot to do. We have. I'm very impressed with my lawyers and the investigators that we have in this office, state police unit, that the amount of things that they have done, bringing back the prosecutions of drugs, large scale drug movement, of trafficking and cocaine, and the guns. We have removed a lot of guns off the street, and we've tackled the organized retail crime problem that was plaguing Berkshire County.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot, and at the same time, as we talked about just moments ago, was the diversion programs and the help that we're trying to get people that have fallen into the criminal justice system. And again, we talk about our immigrants, trying to help out the immigrants that are coming, that are hardworking, running restaurants and stores in the county, trying to help them out as well. And like I said, you can usually see me on North Street on the weekends, just kind of stop by and see everybody, or out at the Hot Dog Ranch or at the Highland or wherever, just to be out at these places so people can reach out to us and just know we're out here, and there's no reason to be afraid. You know, we're taking care of business.
And as we said earlier, and this is a morning program, so I know some of you are just joining us. We have a wonderful immigrant population coming into Berkshire County. And unfortunately, the good, hardworking people, they have to feel that we embrace them.
Yeah.
And I say that, and the DA is doing that. I say that because the unscrupulous people that will follow them and try to exploit them and steal from them or threaten them or whatever, they have to know that we're here to protect them. I don't know what happened in their own nation, their own countries. They're here now.
And yeah, we have DA the interest. Yeah, we have to get trust in the community. Yeah, we got to get trust in the community because they come from, a lot of them are coming from countries where law enforcement wasn't trustworthy.
Right.
So they're victims of a crime. You're right. They get targeted. They get targeted by groups that know that they're a marginalized community that may not understand the language completely, and they do get targeted. So my role is to protect all citizens of Berkshire County,
right,
and especially the vulnerable. And that's a vulnerable group. We are making sure we're protecting them against people, because we had a case down in Great Barrington where they were building tiny houses, and there were these individuals that were using child labor and using immigrants to do the job. And at the time, unfortunately, it was before I took office, that they didn't trust the police, and the victims flew and fled. And so they weren't able to have that prosecution. I worked hard to make sure, especially down South County, and working with them to know that these victims of crime, that we're here to help you. We're not here to get you deported. You get your citizenship. Again, you know, my great grandparents and most of our, all of our going back, were immigrants at one time, and we have to take care of them. Yeah. So it's those people, look at them. They're opening stores and restaurants in this Central American community, and we should be embracing them. And I think we are. I think the public is seeing what amount of great work they're doing.
Yeah.
So it comes that way. And in the meantime, we're attacking the criminal element. That's just here in the county anyway, because people, unfortunately, human nature, there's greed and there's corruption. So we have to make sure that we, as a society, protect all citizens, and I'm making sure we do that.
And I think you do it in a very professional way. I haven't met all the prosecutors that the DA has or the troopers, but I can tell you from people that I know and trust and like, who aren't, this isn't their first rodeo.
Right.
They've been through a few DAs but what we're seeing now is a collaboration of not only the criminal justice people. I know the DA has held, in fact, he invited me to one, I couldn't make it, with businesses.
Oh, yeah.
He, to help this organized retail crime and all of this. So it's not just, if I may, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, you're not single focused.
Oh, no.
We have to open it up to see it all.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems that, you know, come within the criminal justice system. So we try to tackle it all. People just don't see what we're doing. Obviously, the first 6 months, I did really focus on the guns and the violence and the drugs. And then I moved on to the other areas, which I really wanted to accomplish, which is organized retail crime and dealing, again, with our immigrant population, and then dealing, obviously, with the addiction issue. So there's just many different things that we have our fingers involved in. And it's you know, these are long days. Don't get me wrong. My lawyers are working long hours and long days. It's a very educated, highly qualified office. Brought in the first assistant that, as you know, you've met, who's wonderful, who's done, you know, she was a prosecutor, left here in 2013, 2014, and has come back now after 10 years being a federal prosecutor. So she had prosecution experience in Berkshire County, and came back here, and now she's, after having done, gang and drug cases, across the country, trying them. Now she's back trying in the Berkshire County. So you've got a nationally renowned prosecutor running the office of first assistant. Then we have Kelly McKay Kemp, who was down in Springfield, who used to be an ADA up here.
Yeah.
Who's also as a professor at BCC, who has come back here now running the diversion program. And she's a second assistant in doing a diversion juvenile justice, and also doing head of the district court. So, and she does all the trainings. We do a lot of, we did, I think, four trainings for law enforcement last year at the Berkshire Innovation Center. And we have done probably, I think it's 26 trainings within office. And I have sent out, most of my ADAs have traveled somewhere nationally. We just sent someone to San Diego to be an arson prosecutor. So we got somebody that that is now qualified in arson.
Wow.
So we've invested a lot in training, because the office and previous had not been so trained on these areas. So I'm focusing on areas that arson, we didn't have anybody for. Now we've got someone that's trained in arson. So, and these are week-long courses where they get in-depth training, and their lawyers are ready, but they need to know the particulars in this particular case of origins of fire, accelerants, that kind of thing. So we send them to those kind of trainings. We send a lot of them domestic violence training, a lot of child abuse trainings, and a lot for, you know, whether it's just even ballistics. And there's so many things that we, fingerprinting, that we, I've said studying my lawyers to understand that. And the ever evolution of DNA, because DNA now has expanded to genealogically DNA, which means that we can now identify defendants through relatives. And so right. That's a growing field as well. And we're staying on top of that by sending my first assistant going to a Bode conference on genetic genealogy. So how we can prosecute cases. So we're on the cutting edge of a lot of things. We are the only one of two offices in the state of Massachusetts that has a digital evidence lab in our state police unit. So wow. We are on top of digital crimes. So even though we've been doing this for a long time, we adapt new things as they come. We yeah. continue to educate ourselves as we go. And that's really important to have a very astute, well-educated staff that is up on all the new areas of law and up on the crimes that are taking place. For example, when organized retail crime, we share all the scams that are coming out with anybody that joins our criminal organized retail crime. So if you work at Target, for example, you work in the lease shops, you have the availability to get onto our organized retail crime site and be able to see the trends that are happening on crimes. And it's only related to businesses that we allow in, so we know that the criminal enterprise isn't looking, and we're saying, again, be more organized and staying one step ahead of that enterprise. Because we did see a lot of organized retail crime, which is a state prison sentence of up to 10 years. Those are three or more individuals that are working, one person usually driving, one distracting, and one stealing.
Right.
And that has been a great deal, literally thousands and thousands of dollars. And our small stores like Car Hardware's and now these little businesses are opening up on North Street, the Steve Valenti's, and they have been there for years. But these other little businesses starting up, we want to make sure our small business can't take these kind of thefts. They'll put them out of business. And God knows we can't lose any more stores. We need retail stores in Berkshire County. So
well,
we're
putting Macy's. Look at Macy's closing 500 yeah. stores.
Yeah.
I mean, I just heard somebody else lost a huge amount of money through theft.
Yeah.
And my son used to live in New York City, and we were watching the other day, and they lock up the deodorant. You got to get a clerk.
Walmart does. Walmart walks up socks and underwear. You know?
Yeah.
It's really yeah. unfortunate that they have to do that, but that's what they're dealing with the thefts. The good news is that they're working with us now. The police are doing a tremendous job investigating yes. these. And then we prosecute them. They were frustrated for 4 years when they would do this whole case, go investigate, put all this stuff out. And before the car would even cool off, the defendant was walking out of the courthouse smiling and, you know, flipping them off because yeah. they were walking out of the courtroom and the case was dismissed. You can't dismiss those cases. You got to make sure people are held accountable just so that we can stop these small businesses from suffering. And also, I want to make sure that people feel safe when they go into the store and each of these yeah. businesses has a good customer relationship with it. I go in there. My wife goes in there. You know, your wife's going in there. I want to make sure that when we're going shopping somewhere and I'm going to Big Y, I want to make sure that we feel safe. I want to be able to, you know, walk. In the summertime, it's going to be nice to walk down North Street with these. There's a nice new people of color has got this nice hair product place.
Yeah.
Renisha Greasy, we met her a couple of times at events, and she had her booth up. Now she's opened a shop on North Street. I'm excited to see our community do that, and our community from the West Side develop in downtown Pittsfield. So these are businesses that are surviving, that are going to survive, and to make North Street better, they have to be safe, and they're going to be able to have these small businesses so that there's a reason to come downtown. And I think we're seeing that. But you also see that even up in North Adams and down in Great Barrington. We're countywide. We talk about Pittsfield a lot, but we are countywide. We had to just Pittsfield needed to get addressed yep. because of the influx of drugs and guns, but that's being fixed now.
And the other piece too is with Berkshire County, and you and I have talked about this before. It's urban, it's rural, and it's rural.
Yes, it is.
It's rural. I mean,
There's poverty and there's affluence. There's both. There's
absolutely.
We have a little bit. We're a unique county between North Adams and Great Barrington,
yeah.
two different communities. But I can tell you one thing that threads throughout this whole community. One thing about Berkshire County is it's very, very close-knit and is very giving. There's a lot of people involved in nonprofit organizations.
Yes. Yeah.
a lot of people that give their money back to the community. This isn't a community where we're isolationists. These are people that are involved on a day-to-day basis with their neighbors and their brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. That's the only reason why I took this job, is I knew that within our county, having done the Kids Place before, the amount of support that you get from Alfred to Clarksburg and these various places, the citizens that step out that really help us do our jobs, help our neighbors out, and look at each other, we can still be that old Norman Rockwell, beautiful Berkshire community, and we are helping each other. Civility, Bill, we talk about, you and I talk about this all the time, we need to get civility back.
Yeah.
Say hello to your brothers and sisters, say hello to your neighbors.
Yeah.
And just you know, be nice to one another, because that goes a long way. If we brought civility back, and we're coming into a campaign again that I have great fear for, of this social media and the lack of civility that takes place, we need to do that on an individual basis.
Yes.
To be civil to each other and to say hello to each other and treat each other with respect and get rid of the hate crimes, because Berkshire County did have a lot of hate crimes that were starting to raise their issue, and when we are dealing with the hate crimes that were being targeted to the LGBTQ community and the Jewish community that we had to address last year, and we're continuing to address. So the message I'm trying to get everybody is A, is accountability, and B, is civility, because we should be civil to each other and treat each other with the respect that everybody deserves. Nobody's better than anybody else, and everybody should be treated the same.
You bring, and again, I don't want to belabor this, but for people that are listening, what do you hear? Here's what I hear. This guy's loaded with experience. He's not afraid to tackle the tough issues. He's from here. He's for here. And I know in the past, and you know, I didn't always agree with the previous DA or previous DAs. In fact, I bumped into one of them the other day, and we chuckle a little bit about how the world has changed, Danny Ford. But we have to bring civility back. The DA said it. You don't have to like me, but you don't have to hate me. And that's what I tell people all the time. I don't like that guy, but you don't have to hate him.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to go have a beer with him. I have, and you do know, I'm sure, I've had people on this show that I wouldn't have a beer with.
Right.
We're at the opposite ends of the polls, but they have a right to be on the air on this show.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think what you're doing, the difference you've made, because let's go back 1 second to retail crime. It was pretty obvious that they weren't even going to prosecute minor shoplifting.
Right.
And once that word got out, it was like, come one, come all.
Yeah, what happened? It went from shoplifting to organized retail crime.
Yeah.
Now we're not prosecuting thefts, and now we've got people that are stealing, you know, literally tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. So shoplifting was now lumped into what was really a major felony, which is organized retail crime.
Yeah.
So to me, that just wasn't something. I live here. You know, I have a house in West Pittsfield. You know, my wife's here. I raised my kids here, you know, and so it's, you know, my daughter's an assistant DA, but she's not in Berkshire County. She can't work for me. So she's in this Salem. But the point I'm making is that we live here. This is our community. And we live in a beautiful community. We have beautiful lakes with pontoons and Anoda. In State Forest with Berry Pond and the beautiful Pittsfield State Forest that we have, not to mention Greylock, and we've got great arts here with Clark Art Institute, and you know,
yeah.
And just so many great things, you know, Chesterwood and Jacob's Pillow. There's just so many great things that we have in our community, and our citizens support that. So we want to make sure that it's safe for them and that they can feel good coming here. And we welcome people that are coming into our community who are helping us build and become a really good cultural, touristy kind of community. And I think it's going to succeed. And I think the way to do it, first off, to succeed is make sure public safety is issue number one.
And we have, and I'm always pleased to have the DA on, because he's a straight shooter. He's got his arms around what's going on. It's not, and you know, I don't like to label things and all that, but like with kids, I worked with violent youthful offenders. I'm going to tell you from my experience, 85% of them would have never been there if one of two things happened. One, they had good parents. And two, when they did something initially wrong, there was a consequence.
Right.
And you're not hurting them.
Right.
You're not, you're helping. I mean, I don't know about your father. My father had a saying, if you get locked up, don't call.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. Again, that's why I use the word accountability, because consequences are different for each particular individual. Yep. But we do make sure people are accountable for what they're doing and make sure they understand that. And we had some pretty tough juveniles that didn't have the support, the outreach that we needed. And so I not only did I hire a specialist as a juvenile court prosecutor, but I hired a social worker who worked at 18 Degrees in Springfield with a licensed MSW as dealing with kids issue. And I've reengaged the SROs in the schools, because those police officers in there give us information of kids that are falling into trouble, who aren't in trouble yet, that we can still reach and get to them before they get to the point of committing a crime. So we're really trying to re-educate. We had one individual that was really had some awful anti-gay and anti-Jewish sentiment and Dalton. I spent a lot of money on a program to deal with that issue, and I'm implementing with other youth that are doing that. But it was disturbing because it was a hate crime, and we developed a program with Parents for Peace, and we developed that in the juvenile court system, and it's leading to great success. And then we take it and we readapt it for somebody else. So there's just so many things that that you can do for young kids. They are our future again, so we've got to help them. If they're finding their ways because of confusion and because of adolescence or peer pressure that's happening around them, we need to be there as adults to give them somebody that's maybe age appropriate, that's with them, and get them in the right group and help them navigate their way. Because it's different from building when you and I were younger, when we had our parents. There are a lot of people that unfortunately don't have their parents, or their parents are in the throes of addiction. There are a lot of grandparents raising children as well. So we've got to be able to recognize that and help these kids in need before they become adults, and which time I don't want them ending up in the criminal justice system. So my idea is you can do a lot of preventive work. They can do a lot of avoidance of criminal behavior in the juvenile court by getting them at a young age and working with them and helping them get through that. So to me, I invest a lot of money and time into juvenile court, and I'm going to continue to do so. I meet, even when they have meetings once a month, I meet with the juvenile court personnel of what can we do to make things better. So they're not just getting someone from my office. I'm always involved. And that's what's important, is that it's hard because I can't always be in the courtroom, because I really did like having been back there this last month. They had the bank robbery. We had the main wearing. Like, I molested those children in the 1970s. I prosecuted that case. But there's other things that I have to do, which is to make sure that I'm listening to the community, seeing what's going on, and making sure we're developing programs that are right for our kids. And again, this has only been 14 months, and we've done a lot, and we've got a lot more to do. And I've got so much more visions of what can happen. So, I hope people can come out and join us next week. Yep. And I hope people are seeing that something's being done. This isn't just stagnant. This isn't a stepping stone for me. This is my life. This is where, most people are probably retired by the time when I'm here. But this is what I want to do. And I know I can make a big change and a big difference. And I feel like we're doing that. So,
Timothy Chagrow, the district attorney of Berkshire County, he's having a St. Patrick's Day fundraiser on
March 12th, 5 to 8, Proprietors Lodge, City of Pittsfield, on the lake. We'll have a nice day.
Have a nice time. I can't thank you enough. Thank Julia for arranging this. And
I will.
And I will be there someday. I am going to come in, but let me know when the troopers are in training.
I'm going to give you an escort and I'll bring you around. I'll actually bring you upstairs. I'll hook you up to a polygraph. How's that?
Oh, it wouldn't be the first time I've been on one. Trust me. Thank you so much. And to you and your family, your wonderful wife, and to my audience and viewers and listeners, God bless. And let's try to start taking care of each other. A smile can go as far as you want it to go. And a telephone call to somebody could make their day. So keep that in mind. Thank you, Mr. D.A. I'll be looking forward to next week, next month, next week. Next week, too, I'll be
That's
in the
too
park.
Quick. Give me some time. Next month. All right.
Thank you very much. Say hi to your beautiful wife.
I will. You do as well, and I'll talk to you in April, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
And happy St. Patrick's Day, and you might, don't be surprised if you see the old fat ball guy coming in on the 12th. God bless. Take care of each other. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you.